Disappointed with the result, you know, but disappointed with the performance. I thought that was, I couldn't see that one coming, if you want the truth. Whether Newport took a lot of out of them, I don't know, but there was a lot of questions to be asked. But I've just seen the other side of the coin with the players. You know, I've seen the good stuff, now I've just seen the poor stuff. So, but it just gives me something to think about now.
Probably second best this afternoon. Any reason why, from your point of view?
No, second best. Well, I look at their squad, you know, and they've got some exceptional players in there. They've got experience all around the park. And I did tell to the players, you know, that they pick you off at the right times. If we don't go tight and we push in on people, but we couldn't seem to get tight. All across the midfield, we couldn't get tight. The front men couldn't hold the ball up. Defensively, from set plays, I said set plays were going to be major today, you know, and they're strong. We can't seem to do that to the opposition at the moment. So, yeah, very, very disappointed, but that's given me plenty to think about.
I mean, you're back in action Tuesday, so I guess there's a quick turnaround in the games, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there's a quick turn, of course there is, and, you know, and sometimes that's the best remedy. But, you know, I thought 1-0 down, you know, again, it was a set piece and we looked vulnerable today. You know, the big lad, Pearson, got the better of Towner on a couple of occasions and hit the post, got away with it, and then they reacted to the second ball. And the second ball is just as important as the first ball, and that's where we were very poor today.
You looked to make some changes up front in the second half. Was that just to mix things up, to try and find something different?
Well, I'm just trying to get back into the game. But again, I criticise our naivety. You know, a lot of them are young lads, and you know, we've got a free kick out wide with 10 minutes to go, and you've got three on the ball, you know, and one's coming short to go and get it. So it doesn't happen. One on the ball, get in the box, and that's where you take your hits and score the goals. So, yeah, disappointed with, probably all of it today.
Tristan Plummer came on this afternoon. Obviously, you brought him in late in the week. How do you feel he did?
Again, it's caution to the wind, isn't it? You know, we're probably a little bit off the cuff there to try and get that little bit of moment of magic or something like that. But, you know, I think Marley was a big blow today and a big miss.
What's the situation with Marley?
Well, he's hurt his ankle, so, you know, the scans say bits and pieces, but we're not sure whether it's an old injury. Hopefully it is.
Any thought on how long he might be out for?
No. And that's why before the transfer window I had to bring him, because obviously, you know, we've got a few that aren't participating at the moment. And, you know, there's one or two that, you know, obviously want to get out on loan and play games of football.
And that's the situation with McQuilkin and Dalibard, both out on been offered out for loans. Is that a situation there?
Well, it's a case that they've come to me, you know, so I've got to get on with it. And I totally understand this situation. You know, obviously Bruno has hardly played any football last season as well. So James is different. You know, he's been fit and chomping at the bit, but unfortunately he hasn't had the chance to show.
Obviously, back in action Tuesday night, Woking. It's another game here and an opportunity to put things right, I guess.
Yeah, no, 100%. So I've just said to him, I've seen the poor side of Hereford United today. I don't want to see it again. So it's a test of character, isn't it? You know, and it'll be interesting on Tuesday who's up for the fight and who's going to be showing, you know, what we're capable of.